WITFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, and good morning. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. And thank you to those that had attended the conference entitled Outpouring of His Spirit. Wow. God moved in a mighty and miraculous way. There was healing, deliverance, salvation. People got filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue. God said we would never be the same. It was awesome. And the women of God spoke a divine on time word. I thank you all for attending. And to those that couldn't attend, I thank you for your prayers, because they was definitely being felt. God is true to his word. With that being said, come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and honor. Now, God, as we come before you with another word, oh God, we ask that you will continue, God, to pour into us, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Give us wisdom, revelation, knowledge, but most of all, understanding of your word. God, we thank you for your faithfulness, God. Even when we're not faithful, God, you are still faithful. God, we thank you for answered prayers, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, for those who are believing you, oh God, I ask that you will bless them, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, can you turn them to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 17th verse. 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, 17th verse. And it reads, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is the bigger blessing. The bigger the blessing. 2 Corinthians 4 and 17 means that the temporary hardships and suffering that we may endure or experience in this life are insignificant and brief compared to the everlasting, glorious reward awaiting for us in the future. You see, this verse provides encouragement to, no matter what it looks like, continue to persevere through your trials, through everything that you're going through. And how do you persevere? By shifting your focus from what is happening and what you see in the natural, shifting it into the spirit realm, expecting God's promised glory. So we're going to look at the aspect, the key aspects of 2 Corinthians 4 and 17. It says light and momentary affliction. Light and momentary affliction. You see, Paul, he characterized the present suffering as minor and short-lived, meaning that it's not going to be forever. It is a temporary state that will soon pass. The quicker you praise your way through it, it will pass. But if you murmur and you complain about it, you're going to stay stuck right there. So it is only light and momentary, just a little while. second eternal weight of glory. This means to the immense enduring glory that God has prepared for the believers in the life to come, which far surpasses any suffering on earth. It means, listen well, the enduring glory that God is preparing for us, the believers, in the life to come, my God, which far surpasses any suffering on earth. What we suffer here on earth cannot compare to what we're getting ready to experience. Come on here, somebody. So we have to focus. We have to focus on the perspective. This verse encourages us to shift in the perspective from temporary, from physical troubles, to the permanent reality of God's eternal promises and unseen glory. People of God, you have to suffer. If you want to reign with him, you're going to suffer. And the purpose in suffering, you say the afflictions are not meaningless. No, they're not. But they are actively working, or they are producing a greater eternal good, shaping and refining us for the future. Your trial comes to make you, don't break you. It depends on how you react in the trial, whether or not you're going to get what you have to get out of the trial. You can either allow the trial to make you be the man or woman of God that God has called you to be, or you can just allow it to break you and say, no, this is too hard. I can't go through this. I give up. Come on here, somebody. And you got to remember, God is with you in every trial. You are not by yourself. So you got to have the inspiration to persevere. You can't give up. And you have to look at it. My pain, between my pain and my eternal glory, is it worth suffering for my Lord? Is it worth? Because remember, this is only for a moment. Just this moment, just this little thing I'm going through for a moment. Is it worth the eternal glory? Yes, it is. And you see, this verse also motivates us to endure the struggles. It motivates us to endure it with hope and with steadfastness. We got to be steadfast in it. It should motivate you to go forth and not back you up. Oh my God. We love to receive the blessings of God. We love to see his promises come to pass in our lives, in our family lives, and even in the lives of others. We love to give birth to a dream, to a vision. But God is looking for people like the Apostle Paul who can handle the burden and challenges that come with the blessing. Ooh, my God. Can you be counted as that person? Come on here, somebody. Listen to the Holy Spirit will. People like David who won't give up because they confront a giant, or have a friend who betrays them. They know who their God is. People like Esther, who are blessed to become royalty and yet take a stand for her people when her life is on the line. People like Abraham, who believe for the impossible on his way to being a blessing to the entire world. People of God, that's all a part of the package. You think the enemy is going to allow you to receive a blessing without you going through something before you get it into your hands? The enemy do not want to see you blessed. Ooh, come on here, somebody. Not godly blessed, not the blessings of God. You wouldn't have the opposition if you wasn't highly favored. You wouldn't have the trials. You wouldn't have people come up against you if you was not highly favored. The enemy wouldn't be working so hard if he didn't know you were about to step up to a new level. Because it is his agenda to keep you down. It is his agenda that you do not be raised up to the next level. He wants you to stay stagnant. He wants you to stay in the realm that you are, because you are a threat to his kingdom. My God. Don't be discouraged by the burden. Don't be discouraged by the trial. The bigger the burden, the bigger the blessing. You are on the verge of your breakthrough. Don't you give up. You are on the verge of your healing, of your deliverance. Don't you give up. Keep doing the right thing, because the blessing that God has in store for you will far overshadow anything that you've been through. Let me tell you something. It's going to be worth it in the end. You keep holding on. It's going to be worth it in the end. The weight of his glory. My God, let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you that the difficulties that we face are only temporary, and they are working in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, God, I thank you that you trust us, God. God, we thank you that the burdens you give us will lead to greater blessings. Oh, gracious Father, we believe that we're going to make it through. Here come the Diosha. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We know we're going to make it through, and we're going to come out better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Don't you give up on God's word. God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Wait on him. If you don't have nothing else or nobody else, you got his word. You have his word. And remember, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. And yes, I love you. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineview, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5. This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a blessing.